Page 92. Native Americans also engineered their ecosystems to support game animals such as deer and elk. By constantly burning the undergrowth, they encouraged a rich new growth of grasses, bushes, and other early-stage vegetation that fed large animals that fed large numbers of plant-eating animals. This in turn supported predators that fed on the plant-eaters, and people who are both plant-eaters and predators. This controlled burning ensured a steady supply of meat. Henry David Thoreau, an American writer of the 19th century, imagined how eastern North America must have looked centuries before the Europeans arrived. He thought it must have been a monumental, unbroken forest, a dense wilderness of old trees. Thoreau was wrong. The eastern forest was an ecological patchwork of garden plots, fields of blackberries, open meadowlands, or grassy areas and forests. Bison or buffalo now graze on the plains west of the Mississippi River. When the first colonists arrived in eastern North America, though, bisons roamed from New York to Georgia, far outside their original range. These animals had been drawn east by the Native Americans, who used fire to turn large paths of forest into grasslands or into meadows, creating habitats for the herds. The Indians who hunted bison in the east were harvesting a food source that they had helped to create. Indian fire had its biggest impact in the middle of the continent. Native Americans turned the center of North America into a vast game farm. They burned the Great Plains and the Midwest prairies so much and so often that they made them even bigger. When explorers Meriwether Lewis and William Clark headed west from the Mississippi River across the giant grasslands in 1804, they were not crossing a wilderness. They were crossing a huge pasture that Native Americans had managed for thousands of years. Carrying their flints and their torches, the Indians lived in balance with nature, but it was a balance that they constantly adjusted. They had shaped the American landscape until it fit their lives like comfortable clothing. The Native American system of land management worked for a long, long time. But by the time the Europeans arrived, some Indians were abandoning it. They had taken up a different way of life, one that changed the way they related to the landscape. End of Flame and Forest.